dear brothers and sisters, we still with the explanation and tafsir of the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, of the Quran, the revelation of the heaven to the people in the earth. In this book, there is a guidance for every important thing in our life. In this book, there is guidelines and strategy and the plan how to live, what to do, and how to achieve our great goal in this dunya and in akhirah. In this book is the roadmap how to achieve the akhirah full with happiness, full with good life, full with everything any human can imagine in a good and in a nice way. We reach ayah number 97 in Surah An-Nahl. In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal said, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, and this is very important, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life, and we will surely give them their reward in the hereafter according to the best of what they used to do. Really, in this ayah, in this sign, it is only one line. It is only but one line. But in this one line, there are a lot. There are a lot of benefit. There are a lot of good things. Allah Azza wa Jal give us the condition. Allah give us the way to live good life and to have good next life. What is the condition? What is the way? من عمل صالحا, to act righteously, to act in a good way, to do what is good, to behave in a nice and a good way. من عمل صالحا. And it is not only for the man, it is for male and female. And this is very clear, and this is very important point. And the second condition and second important thing, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن, he is believer. This is another condition. It is not only good deeds. It is with believing in Allah. He did this for seek of Allah. He did this to satisfy Allah Azza wa Jal. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ, we will make him live good life. And also we shall give him the reward for the best of what they used to do. So, as I said, there are many important things about the work. First of all, the work is divided into two works. Into two works. The works of the hearts, the works of the hearts, like love of God, trust in God, to have khashya, it is something more than fearing. It is fearing with respect, to have khashya from Allah, to feel the observation of Allah. All of these is an action of heart. It is not an action of body. And also, dhikrullah. Dhikrullah is something, dhikrullah is something very important, and it is action of the heart. Dhikrullah is action of the heart. And also trust in Allah, to have relay on Allah, to have full sincerity, to have full certainty. All of these is action from the heart. For this reason, they said that only a speck of the deeds of the people of heart is equivalent to the deeds of the heavyweights, of the deeds of all the human, because this is the action with sincerity. This is action with faithfully to Allah. So this is a type of action. Another type of action is the physical work. Physical work, it is different type. And also there is scientific work. And also the scientific work is a lot. And there is financial work. And the financial work is too much. So all the work is required. All types of work are required. For this reason, Allah said, "Man amila salihan." Whoever do good things, whoever do righteously. And he mentioned male and female, because male and female are equal in work and in reward. And also in their connection to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is very great truth. There is no discrimination between male and female. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jal make it clear. And this is against to the idea in the ignorant age of the time of Jahiliyyah. So there is equality between male and female in the beginnings, and there is equality in the endings. There is equality in assignment, and there is equality in honor. But the woman is a woman, and a man is a man, and the man has vital field and the field of work in which woman cannot compete with him, and the woman has a vital field and the field of work in which a man cannot compete with her in it. If the woman competes with the man, she loses twice. She lost the race and she lost her femininity. And also, if the man would like to compete the woman in her field, he will lose twicely. So it is very clear in the Quran that both of them are equal in obligatory and in the honor. And also both of them should and obligated to know God with certainty, to have the full obedience to him and complete sincere obedience to him. And the woman is obligated to know God with certain knowledge, and also a man, and to obey her Lord with complete and sincere obedience. They are equal in obligation and equal in honor. In terms of a human dignity, a woman like a man is a human being who enjoys full rights, but she has a job and her husband has a job. This is very clear. And this is the variety in our life. And from this, the same are those upon them with what is it fair. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. It is Al-Baqarah 228. And for them is the same as those upon them with what is fair, with what is good. For this reason, we have to understand that male and female need the faith education. And faith education has two wings, and the bird cannot fly with one wing. The bird needs two wings to fly. So the two wings is the action of heart and the action of body. The action of heart and the action of body. And this is faith and good action, good deeds. And the faith is in the heart, but the good deeds in the body. How to pray, how to fast, how to do all of this, it is in your body. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us in many way about the action of the heart in the Quran. And there is around 135 position Allah told us about the action in the heart, how to love him, how to feel, how great is your God, how to seek him, how to seek help from him, how to feel the poverty in front of him, how to feel obedience to him. So for this reason, there are many ayat in the Quran describe the action of the heart. And also there are many ayat describe the action of body, like the prayer, like the charity, like the to give the effort to help the people. All of these in is a good deeds. And most of the ayat in the Quran connect between the two action. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. Maryam 96. Those who believe and act righteously, Allah will make to them ease. Allah will make to them a nice life. Allah will make to them complete help in their life. And also Allah mentioned in Taha, Surah Taha 112, Ayah 112, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. And who do the good, who do the righteous work, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ, and he believe, فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا. He shouldn't fear any oppressed, or he shouldn't fear any losing of his action. And also Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Surah Taha, Ayah number 75, وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Who became to his Lord, believer, and he acted righteously in the dunya, فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. For those is the high levels in the heaven. For those is the high levels for the heaven. And we have to understand that the first step is faith. First step is faith. Faith is before the action. And it is very important, their connection. But faith is the first. And the action of the heart is before the action of the body. Furthermore, both of them are required. And we need both of them. And also the sin of the heart and the sin of the body. The sin of the heart from arrogant and someone like himself, or someone acting to show off to the people, and the hypocrisy and the envy and to be happy with the other people disaster, and to feel something very great, and to look down to the other people. All of these, Allah warned about it, and told us that the people who did it, he will punish in the Akhirah. And also, there are the action of the body, like lying and stealing and backbiting and murmuring. All of these, you use your tongue, all of these is also a bad action. As I said, first the faith. Always the people ask a question. There is a person who is in La La Land, sometimes in Japan, sometimes, and he is very good, and he do a good deeds, but he didn't believe in God. What will happen to him? Will Allah put him will Allah accept his work? How Allah accept his work if he didn't work for him? How Allah accept his work if he didn't help himself? How he will help the people if he didn't care about himself? How he will care about the people? Always I told the people about an example. Someone working with Walmart, and at the end of the month coming to Home Depot to give him the salary. He said, no, you didn't work to me. Go to the people, you work to them and take from them. So this person helped the human. Why? To say he is good, he is generous, he is helpful. Okay. And the people will say this about him. For this reason, if you want the reward from Allah, at least you have to believe in him. At least you have to work for seek of his satisfaction. And also, this is very important, and this is very thing we need to know and we need to understand, that we have to educate our people. We have to plant the faith in their heart. And this is very important thing. When we put the seed of faith in the heart of our youth, now we are on the right way. When we help them to connect to Allah, when we help them to know Allah, when we guide them to love Allah, when we make Allah great in their hearts, now they will be in the right way. Now they will be real and a good believer, and real and a good Muslim. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam planted this meaning in the heart of the new generation, of the youth, of the children of his companion, like his hadith, famous hadith to Abdullah ibn Abbas. May Allah be satisfied with Abdullah and his father, Al-Abbas, when he told him, Ya Ghulam, O young child, Inni u'allimuka kalimat, I taught you some words. احفظ الله يحفظك. Care about Allah, He will cares about you. He will care about you. احفظ الله تجهد تجاهه. Care about Allah, you will feel His support. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. If you ask, ask Him. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. And if you seek help from Him. وعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك. And you have to know, if all the nation gather together to benefit you in anything, you have to know that this is from Allah. And if they gather to harm you or punish you, they couldn't do this except by the knowing of Allah. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. The bin closed and the pages already dried. This hadith is حسن صحيح, is good and صحيح, and narrated by Al-Tirmidhi. So, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. This verses is above the time and above the place. What does that mean? That mean this ayah for every time and every place. It is not only for the age of Sahaba. It is not only in the Arabic Peninsula. It is not only in India or Pakistan or what. It is everywhere. Everywhere you apply for this, you will get the same result. Anytime you act in this way, you will get the result. So this ayah is above, out of the place and the time. It is suitable. It is suitable and right for every place and every time. And also, if we did this in any country, in Allah will accept from it. In any place, Allah will accept. If you are in the airplane, if you are in the ship, if you are under the water, everywhere, it is a rule from Allah. And it's a gift from Allah that He guide us to what He will help us who make righteous from male or female, and he is believer, we will help him to live a good life. So if you want to be rest, if you want to be happy, if you want to be good in your future, this is the way. This is the way. So the good life and the great reward in the next life need two conditions. And these are the two conditions. And Allah Azza wa Jal make this good life and make this nice life to the people of His knowledge, to the people of His love, to the people of His worshipping. And you cannot feel the happiness, and you cannot feel and live the good life, and we cannot feel the everlasting happiness except by obedience to Allah, except by listening to Allah, except by worshipping Allah. And this is the way to the good life. How much you become closer to your Lord, how much you will feel, how much you will test the sweetness of faith, the sweetness of be closer to Allah, the sweetness of the word of Allah, the sweetness of prayer, the sweetness of dhikru Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is will be any time in when you wake up, when you sleep, when you eat, when you drink, in everything there is a gift from Allah and there is sign from Allah Azza wa Jal. So whoever work, whoever did, whoever make righteousness, male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life. We will surely cause him to live a good life. And also, this good life doesn't mean it is very complicated. Doesn't mean there are a lot of benefit or money. The happiness is in your heart. If there is no happiness in your heart, all the happiness in the dunya will not make you happy. All the happiness, believe me, I met the people, they have a lot. They have everything they want, but always complain, always find life is bad, always feel, why? It is something in your heart. It is not something outside your heart. There is a short story about a king. And this king has an habit. He always go and walk in the streets and check the people. One time, he is walking in a simple street and simple houses and places. And suddenly, a person met him and he invited him to come to his house. He don't know that he is the king, but he is a guest. And this king come to his house and he found this very simple house. But you can smell the sense of faith. You can smell the perfume of dhikrullah. You can smell the sense of worshipping Allah. This is how our houses should be. Not you feel the smell of only the food or the smell of the fighting or the smell of the... No, we have to smell the smell of these things, the feelings of the angels visiting these house. So when the king enter that house, he feel that there's safety, there's security, there's quietness. And this person offered the king a very simple type of food. This simple type of food, we call it fattoush. This fattoush is a type of salad with some dried bread, thin bread and dried bread. And they call it fattoush. And it's, as I said, it's a type of simple salad. And the king eat this. And also they add to it vinegar and some plants. And so when the king eat this, he find it very delicious, very nice. And when he get back to his palace, he said, I want fattoush. I want this type of food. They brought to him fattoush, but he, no, not this. I don't want this. I want the food I did eat. And they bring another chef and another one, and all of them make to him the same. But he said, no, it is not the same. Until one of his ministers, he asked him, oh, my majesty, where did you eat this food? He said, at that person at his house. So the minister went there and visit this person and visit his house and found the fattoush at his house the same. It's not a matter of this food. It is the matter of environment. It is a matter of the feeling. When we live together with cooperation, when we live together with love, when we live together, we will feel everything smiling. We will feel everything full with noor. But when we live in difficulties, when we feel in always argument, when we feel in always criticism, that the palace will make it very dark. For this reason, we have to understand that this happiness will not be without the real connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. If someone has a connection with Allah, who will feel happy wherever he are. He will feel happy whatever he did or he eat or he wear or he know. For this reason, we have to put this ayah as a slogan in our life, as a slogan in our life, and not to be like that person Allah described us in the Surah Al-Fajr, when Allah said, "Kalla idha dukkat al-ardu dakkan dakka." No, when all the earth will destroy. This is the day of judgment. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And we will meet our lords, and we will meet endless of the lines of trillions and the trillions and the trillions of angels. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. And at that time, the hell will appear. At that time, a human will remember. At that time, a human will be sorrow. Human will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِ. I wish I do something for my life. Oh, my son, this is your life. No. This is the bridge. Akhira is the real life. This is just a trip. And Akhira is the real life. And a human will discover this when he will reach the day of judgment. So please, don't waste your time. Please, don't waste the dunya with useless thing. Please, don't waste your dunya with sins. Try to use your dunya to build your akhirah. Try to use your dunya to make your life, next life, is happy life. And this is everyone choice. This is everyone a choice. And Allah Azza wa Jal also said that He will reward us وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That Allah will reward us according to the best of what they used to do. For instance, if someone has many subjects in university, what is the highest degree he get? 99. So we consider all his subject 99. Oh, what is the generosity? So Allah to those people who work righteously, who act righteously and believe in God, Allah will reward them according to the best of what they used to do. Oh, what is the generosity of Allah? And here the question, why Allah will reward us according to the best of what we used to do? What is the secret behind this? What is the aim behind us? What Allah wants to tell us? There is a great message in this ending, that Allah will reward us to the best of what they used to do. I will keep this question to you until the next week, to go back to the ayat, to go back to the meaning of the ayat. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept from all of you. May Allah Azza wa Jal help all of us to act in righteous way, in our heart, in our body. May Allah help us to make our dunya full with faith and full with good deeds. When you get tired to your house at the end of the day, and you look to this, to your day, what did you did? I pray, I help the people, I did my work in a good way and help the people with my work. You should be happy. You should thank Allah that it's another day you end. But if you didn't look to this and you didn't consider yourself in a great ni'mah and you didn't thank Allah for this ni'mah, this is a great problem. We have to thank Allah. Oh Allah, alhamdulillah, that I could give a lecture to the people. Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, accept from me my work. Accept from me my effort. Oh Allah, alhamdulillah, I work this day. I help some people. I do this. Alhamdulillah. I do my ibadat. I pray my times. I do my best. Alhamdulillah. This is a gift from Allah. So please, Allah, reward me at the day of judgment according to the best of what I did in my life. This is great generosity. And also, try to have best in your life. Try to have this. Because if you achieve these two conditions, this will be all rewards according to the best. If your best is 70, all your deeds 70. If it is 80, 80. If it is 90, if it is 100. Oh. So try to have something special between you and your Lord. May Allah accept from all of you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, we will make dua to every patient and every sick person. May Allah give him and give her the afu and the afia, inshallah. A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa afdalus salati wa atammu at-taslim. Ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وإلى غيرك لا تكلنا يا رب العالمين، يا رجاء السائلين، يا غياث المستغيثين، انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان. يا ربنا تقبل منهم، يا ربنا اغفر لهم، يا ربنا عافهم واعف عنهم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا ظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم. لا إله إلا أنت يسر أمرنا واشرح صدرنا. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.